This program has been made possible in part by the regular financial support of VideoStop, located at 3701 West Broadway. VideoStop rents video movies and machines. They are open from 11 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, and can be reached by calling 228-1478.
Howdy, folks, howdy to yet another Radio Ranch. This is the stern old bachelor himself, a.k.a. Jim Burnett, talking at you, and it's my pleasure to bring you what I suppose might be considered a sad day in old-time music history on Radio Ranch, but we're not depressed. It's the last in our old-time country music A to Z series, and we're doing the S's through the Z's today, concluding the series, that is. And you might have noticed a bit of a change in the theme of Radio Ranch for today's show. We faded out rather quickly on the regular theme and brought up none other than the fine old Georgia string band, perhaps the finest of the old Georgia string bands, Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers, with Backup and Push from 1934. Pretty well their last recording session, I believe. And a bit of a change from their earliest sound, which we're going to sample coming up right now, as we've got a set of Skillet Liquor material for you. Gideon Tanner, of course, the leader and sort of spiritual essence, if you will, in more ways than one, of the Skillet Liquors. Clayton McMitchin, also on the fiddle, along with Gid Tanner. Gid Tanner did some of the vocals, mostly the sort of Bob Wills-ish high falsetto looning about, perhaps where Bob Wills got his ideas, who knows. Clayton McMitchin then on the serious fiddling, Riley Puckett on the very serious singing and guitar playing. We've heard from him if you were listening for our show. I think it was last time, I guess it was. Riley Puckett in the P's definitely dominated there with some fine singing and guitar playing. And he's back with a vengeance as one of the front men of the Skillet Lickers. And a bunch of other people. Fate Norris on the banjo on the tracks you're going to hear. One of the tracks you're going to hear, the first one up. Sally, Let Me Chaw Your Rosin Some. Another main player in the Skillet Lickers was Lo Stokes, also on the fiddle, and we'll hear from him in the second set. But let's kick things off with Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers without Lo Stokes this time for three tunes. I beg your pardon. Lo Stokes does appear in the second tune, which deserves a bit of mention. It's called Corn Liquor Still in Georgia, and it's one of a long series, maybe 10 or a dozen or so skits, which were done with music. Uncle Dave Macon used to do those too. Throw in a few tunes, crack a lot of crazy, loony, very countrified jokes, and just play a lot of snatches of tunes. A little entertainment, a little bit of a show on disc, somewhat of an attempt to recreate, I imagine, what went on stage at the Grand Ole Opry and around the country when they appeared in person. With lots of antics on stage, you can imagine, and this is the oral component, if you will. Missing the visuals, but you get a pretty good idea of what's going on anyway. Corn Liquor Still in Georgia will be the second track. I'm Satisfied, which is a sort of a vocal feature for Gid Tanner himself, is the third tune-up. But first off, from Gid Tanner and his Skillet Liquors, Sal, Let Me Chaw Your Rosin Some.
Riley, let's go down and see old Sal, see if she won't give us a cut of that rosin.
All right, we'll go down to Sweet Gum Tree and find out.
All right, and we'll go down and play her little tune called Sal, Let Me Chaw Your Rosin Some. Let's go, boy.
Making liquor, all right, but we got about 500 or 600 bushel of corn out yonder in the crib that's going to ruin if we don't do something with it. Shame let it lay out there and rot. Oh, boy, it's making more good old corn whiskey out of it. That's what I say. Let's make about 500 or 600 gallon for our own use. Of course, if somebody comes down to buy some, we can't dip that, you know.
Oh, that's fine. Well, right, let's play another little piece, and then we can think more about it then.
Good. tell you, fellas, I've thought this thing out from every angle, and our trouble is always taking somebody in it we don't know something about. And from now on, I'm going to be ruler of the roost around here, and we're going to make and sell our liquor personal from now on.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I don't think there's no use to try to farm nohow as long as probation's in effect.
What's the use of trying to sell corn for $2 a bushel in the air when you can get $20 for a can?
That's what I think about it. My idea is to go down to Atlanta there and start and run us a chicken house and sell fried chicken, have good old-fashioned dance music, and probably handle a little stuff on the side, and we clean up that away.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's fine. Well, boy, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's run this here run we got started here off and then load it up and get going to Atlanta, because I know a good place down there, and we can get it any time.
That sounds good. All right, fellas, let's play that little tune going down the road feeling good.
That's fine. Going down that road feeling good, baby.
Well, fellas, here's our new home. It's a good sign we got up here, the Hen Cackle Inn. The home of good fried chicken, old-fashioned dance music. That big question mark up there, all of you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, Mac, I hope we won't get caught down here getting shedding this whiskey, I swear.
I do, too, because I don't want to get the chain gang again.
Boys, I got corn all over this hanging out, working chain gang.
You haven't got a thing in the world to worry about, because I've got every little thing fixed. So let's have a little tune, draw a crowd again, we'll show you how it works.
Sure, let's go, Riley.
Got a nice place in here, Mac.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty nice place.
Got some good fried chicken, country hot biscuits.
That's what we specialize in here.
How about that table over in the corner for a party of four?
I'm very sorry, but I've got that reserved for the mayor. Yes, sir, walk right in, gentlemen. Come right in, have a seat. That fried chicken, yes, sir.
Well, Mac, you've got a mighty nice place here to have a good time, good eats, and good music. But I ain't no camel.
No, and brother, this ain't no desert neither. How much you want?
Oh, just give me a little shot.
This is some here I made myself, and I know it's pure.
Well, that's great. Bring me some ginger ale and a few pints over to my table, please.
Sure. See that, fellas? It's a go.
That's
right.
That's right.
Mac, you sell the liquor and
I'll
play the
fiddle. All right, let's go. Hey, Lone, now stop him fellas from fighting now, Johnny. Stop him fighting.
Get him out of here.
Look out, fellas. He's kicked that gasoline lantern over.
Hey, the place is burning up.
Mac,
get the cash register. Don't let it burn up.
Off to the devil of the cash register. Get the fiddles out of him. Well, ash is in ashes again, boys.
Well, boys, it's mighty sad we come down here on the first night, had a good crowd and everything, and now here she's burnt down the ashes.
Well, one good thing about it, we've still got the farm left and got the pot, cap, and condenser up there. We go up there and be careful. We can make 75 or 100 gallons of the acre, and so let's play a little tune going up the road feeling bad.
Oh, boy.
Going up that road feeling bad.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Look, one says mama wanna go to bed, one says mama wanna be some bread. I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Just one gun and go to bed. Nothing eat but scrap and bread. I'm satisfied, hard living. From the field, eating biscuits and hay meal, I'm satisfied. More time.
Satisfied.
Little piece of meat, didn't hit right back. Little sack of flour, not a half of them said, I'm satisfied. Boy, we got it down the gun. Well, turn it along, can't make it hang, feels I'm
satisfied.
Well, drink is the wash, it's plain to go to. It's a mini hardship, a little girl after you, I'm satisfied, oh yeah.
Well, there you have a Gid Tanner tour de force from the Skillet Lickers, and Gid Tanner on lead vocal on that one, I'm Satisfied. We started out the set with Sal, Let Me Chaw You a Rosin Some, and then we heard the number five in the Corn Liquor and Still in Georgia series. I believe it's number five, anyway. One of many of those skits, a running skit deal where they would do it in, I believe, 14 parts, actually, and I beg your pardon, that selection was parts 9 and 10 joined together, so obviously probably two sides of an old 78, and it was quite a hit. That featured Low Stokes on the fiddle, and we're going to hear from Low Stokes now. By the way, of course, you're listening to Radio Ranch on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, and we're doing the S's through the Z's on this last of the old-time country music A to Z, as produced and presented by yours truly, the Stern Old Bachelor of the Airwaves. And we've got Low Stokes now on his own, recorded in 1930. Most of these tracks you just heard would be recorded, or I guess about all of them would be recorded in the late 20s. And Low Stokes seems to have come and gone from the Skillet Lickers in fairly short order and started his own group, perhaps contemporaneously with his work with the Skillet Lickers. At any rate, he didn't go too far for a name for the group. He came up with Low Stokes' Georgia Pot Lickers. Tells you where he's from, and in both cases, from Georgia, and obviously having been licking the skillet, now he's licking the pot. Not a heck of a lot of difference. The music's about the same, but it's all good stuff from some of these fine vintage old Georgia fiddle bands here on Radio Ranch. Without further ado, then, we'll start off the set with that particular number four, Sent Cotton, from Low Stokes and his Georgia Pot Lickers. And then we'll hear from two other groups, another Georgia group, the South Georgia Highballers with Bluegrass Twist, and then Paul Warmack and his Gully Jumpers with Robertson County. Paul Warmack and the Gully Jumpers being a popular Opry group of the period. Sneaking in the W's a little early, but they seem to go well together. And we're not sticking to any tight alphabetical order here. Start off with then 4 Cent Cotton, Low Stokes, and the Georgia Pot Lickers.
Come on, boy. St. Cotton. Hey, hey, for St. Cotton. Hey, hey, for St. Cotton.
Foxtrot by in Mecca, Georgia. Man, he's cutting it now.
I'm gonna learn how to play one like that myself. Oh, my old lady quits me.
Just put it right on down. He's got it. He don't care. Care right on through. Just stir, we don't care.
Hold up your head, sweetheart. Don't take it to heart. We know we can do it.
Oh, he's got it. Go away from this country, boy. Kid yourself.
we started out that set with Low Stokes and his Georgia Potlickers with 4 Cent Cotton. Then we heard a rather uncharacteristically bluesy number, although actually there are a lot of crossover type tunes where there's a lot of blues influence in Southern music of the 20s and early 30s. And we'll sample a bit more of that, I believe, coming up in a, just a little bit with Arthur Smith and his trio and probably elsewhere. But the second tune in our set was from the South Georgia Highballers with Bluegrass Twist. And that was definitely blues-based with a lot of black string band influence in that track. And then that last tune, back to more of the straight countryside of old-time music, with Robertson County from Paul Wormack and his Gully Jumpers, a big early Opry group. And we'll have some more early Opry stars, including perhaps the first person on the WSM Grand Ole Opry radio, Uncle Jimmy Thompson. And we'll actually hear George D. Hay introduce him from what sounds to be an old radio transcription from the, from must have been the very early days of the, what was it, about 27 or thereabouts period when WSM first went on the air. Might even be earlier than that, I'm not absolutely sure, by a couple of years. We're going to hear from another grand old man of the old-time country music genre now, Ernest Pops Stoneman, head of the Stoneman family, which was on the Grand Ole Opry and a feature in country music right up into the 60s. Ernest Stone, Pop Stoneman and his kids playing as the Stoneman family. And we're going to hear, I think we'll hear some of the kids in the second track with Stoneman's Dixie Mountaineers. I'm not absolutely sure. I'll check the personnel on that. The first track, I think, is just plain old Pop Stoneman by himself, maybe with minimal accompaniment, with All I've Got's Gone. Of course, we're doing the old-time country music Est through W, so that's why you're hearing all these people with names that begin with S, and we'll be getting into the T's and doing some W's with Doc Watson and Nimrod Workman and Wade Ward. We've also got, I mentioned Uncle Jimmy Thompson, we've also got Skaggs and Rice, Asher Sizemore and Little Jimmy, Jimmy Tarleton, and Mike Seeger, and believe it or not, the Holy Mold Rounders, made up of Stamfill and Weber. I'm trying to remember their Pete. Pete Stamfill and Mike Weber, I don't know, I can't remember, I'll look it up. Anyway, they snuck in, just got in the last in the last installment of the old-time country music A to Z, this being the S through the Zs. So, without further ado, Ernest Pop Stoneman with All I've Got's Gone.
Brand new song, she's a dandy, sure as you're born. All these things just running in a rhyme. Things all right, considering these time. But all I got's gone, all I got's gone. Whole lot of people bought automobiles, didn't know how this was gonna feel. Rolled around so grand and proud, notes come due, couldn't pay it out. All they got's gone, all they got's gone. People on nice little farms, doing pretty well, didn't do no harm. Sold their farm, bought a note or two. Notes come due, they had a skidoo. All they got's gone, all they got's gone. Whole lot of farmers want to ride and plow. Had to buy a tractor to find out how. When he broke a piece, them poor white fools better kept walking and a plowing them mules. For all they got's gone, all they got's gone. Went to the bank to borrow some money. Tell you right now, didn't find it funny. The banker said he had none to loan. Get your old hat and pull out home. For all I got's gone, all I got's gone. Thank you. like to see the women wearing satin dresses. Cause we're bankrupted and are in great distresses. Better been at home washing up the dishes, patching their dresses or the husband's old britches. For all they got gone, all they got gone. Country dudes are riding in cars, tailor-made suits and smoking cigars, running to the barbershop, primping and rubbing. Bet you right now they're plowing and grubbing. For all they got gone, all they got gone. Me and my partner, we both went to bed, jug of white lightning under my head. I waked up, the stopper was full, the jug was empty and my partner was full. All I got gone, all I got gone.
Thank you.
Favorite old-time fiddle tunes, Uncle Bunt Stevens with Candy Girl. And before that, we started out with a couple of tunes featuring Ernest Stoneman. And first of all, well, both actually with Stoneman's Dixie Mountaineers backing him up. And I'm not too sure of the personnel on the first track, but it's probably very much like the second one. The first one you heard was All I've Got's Gone, an old apparently Dave Makin tune, which Ernest Stoneman heard on the radio or on records, which is apparently where he got most of his material from, and decided he could do better, and went up and got himself a recording contract. He also has the dubious distinction, perhaps, in some people's minds, being the first person apparently to ever record playing the auto harp. But we'll let that one go, and so that first tune then, All I've Got's Gone, and then second of all, Spiritual Number, second tune in the set, I Know My Name Is There, this being a Sunday. To throw in at least one gospel tune from Stoneman's Dixie Mountaineers. Ernest Stoneman on vocal and guitar, Hattie Stoneman vocal and violin, presumably his wife, Uncle Alec Dunford on vocal and guitar, and Irma Frost on vocal and organ. Recorded that one in 1927 in Bristol, Tennessee. You're listening to Radio Ranch on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, 102.7 FM. And we're doing the old-time country music. I'm doing the old-time country music A to Z, this being the Sternal Bachelor of the Airwaves, also known as Jim Burnett, talking to you and hoping you are enjoying this last installment of the old-time country music A to Z, and we're doing the S's through the Z's today, wrapping things up. And right now, we've got one of the finest of the old-time country fiddlers, Arthur Smith, with his trio to play a couple of tunes for you. He played with the McGee Brothers on stage more than on record, I believe, but on record he had a couple of guitar players in his trio, and seems that it was usually the Delmore brothers, although on the record I have it lists that guitar accompaniment as being perhaps by the Dixon brothers, but I prefer to think it's by Alton and Raybon. I hope I've got that right. The Delmore brothers, at any rate. Fine old-time country musicians in their own right, and you heard them way back at the beginning of the series when we covered the D's in the old-time country music A to Z, and now we've got them presumably backing up Arthur Smith on the fiddle for two tunes, and then we'll hear from another fiddler who also plays guitar, banjo, and a whole bunch of other things. Hobart Smith, he's on the guitar for a great disaster tune in the old-time country music tradition, The Great Titanic. But first of all, two tunes from the Arthur Smith Trio. The first one out, Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County.
Chitlin' the state of Tennessee. You will find it in the book they call geography. Not famous for its farming, its mining, nor its steel, but they know that chitlin' cooking in them Cheatham County. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in them Cheatham County hills, and I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, I'll long in that them as a chitlin' field.
Oh, good old chitlin's flapjacks and laughs.
There's art in chitlin cooking, and all good chitlin cook, they was mastered it by practice. It ain't no down in book. In the hills of Cheatham County, in sunny Tennessee, when chitlins are in season, is where I long to be. Of all good things put before me, I think chitlins are the best. And when I rest my dying pillow, let chitlins be my last. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in them Cheatham County hills, and I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, for I'll long in that a mess of chitlin' hills.
On one Sunday morning, it's about 1 o'clock. This great Titanic boat begin to reel and rock. People on board begin to cry. Say, my Lord, I'm bound to die. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Awful sad when the great boat went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Ship was leaving England, pulling for the shore. Richie declared they would not ride with the poor. Put the poor below, they the first ones had to go. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Awful sad when the great boat went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Builders kept building, declared what he would do. Gonna build a boat the waters couldn't break through. God had the power in his hand, showed to the world it would not stand. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Ship was leaving England, not pulling for the shore. Richie declared they would not ride with the poor. Put the poor below, there's the first ones had to go. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Awful sad when the great boat went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? But for below, there's the first ones had to go. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down? Awful sad when the great boat went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when the great ship went down?
Well, that was Hobart Smith there with The Great Titanic. And we opened up with another Smith, Arthur Smith, and his trio, with his trio, probably the Delmore Brothers on guitars and Arthur Smith on the fiddle and vocals, with two tunes. Started out with Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County, and then you heard Dixon County Blues. You're listening to Radio Ranch on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, and the same frequency now on cable. And right now, we've got a little change in generations, I guess, but not a change in the music. Mike Seeger is up next, and also Stamfel and Weber, the Holy Modal Rounders, for a four-tune set. I should mention that Mike Seeger, of course, was a very important figure in the revival of old-time country music, and in fact, he even had a hand in Arthur Smith's return to the industry or to the public view and playing and recording and all that. With masterminding or helping out getting a recording done in the early 60s or mid-60s with Arthur Smith and the McGee brothers, Sam and Kirk McGee, who Arthur Smith used to play with. So he was responsible for Arthur Smith's revival and has had a heck of a lot to do with old-time country music, played the Vancouver Folk Festival and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to feature two tunes with Mike Seeger doing the lead chores in one of his groups, I guess a group that he was one of the mainstays of, the New Lost City Ramblers. And we'll hear two tunes from them, starting out with a Sarah Carter tune, and then we'll hear an old Dr. Humphrey Bates tune. If you were listening at the beginning of the series of the Old Time Country Music A to Z here on Radio Ranch, you know that Dr. Humphrey Bates was an important early Opry string band leader. And we'll hear those two tunes. The last two tunes of the set will be from the Holy Modal Rounders, Stamfel and Weber, with Down the Old Plank Road, an old Dave Macon tune, and Movin' Day from their hero and somebody who was also featured heavily on this in this series, Charlie Poole. First of all, though, Mike Seeger and the New Lost City Ramblers. Mike on the lead vocal here. And what else does he do? He's lead voice and auto harp on Sarah Carter's Railroadin' the Great Divide.
And landed on the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as years roll by. Railroading on the Great Divide. Railroading the best in the land. A long steel rail and a short cross tie I laid across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on. Number three coming the fastest on wheels. Through old Laramie she glides with pride and rolls across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. As the years roll by, railroading on the Great Divide.
that ball and chain. I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I'll never, never, never get drunk no more. Way down the old plank road. Drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I'll never, never, never get drunk no more. Way down the old plank road. 50 pounds of meat a week, liquor for to sell. How can a man stay at home when the pretty girls look so well? I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I'll never, never, never get drunk no more. Way down the old plank road. Eagles flying by. I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I'll never, never, never get drunk no more. Way down the old plank road.
Strange and two rather straight, more or less. The first two by Mike Seeger on lead, with the New Lost City Ramblers on vocal both times, Mike Seeger, and on auto harp the first time, and I believe on mouth organ, and I'll make a stab at fiddle, I'm not absolutely sure. The two turns, Railroad and the Great Divide, and My Wife Died on Saturday Night. Then we followed that with two tunes from a couple of the looniest people in old-time country music, from their Fantasy reissue double set, the Holy Modal Rounders, Peter Stample and Mike Weber, with Down the Old Plank Road by Dave Makin, and Movin' Day by Charlie Poole. You're listening to Radio Ranch on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM. And we're carrying on with the old-time country music, S to Z. And, boy, are we ever running out of time. Have I ever miscalculated this one? So I think we're going to have to follow this up. This may not be the last of the old-time country music, A to Z, because we're not going to have time for all the people I mentioned, like Dave, Doc Watson, Uncle Jimmy Thompson, Nimrod Workman, Wade Ward, and String Bean, who was going to end the show. But we'll see how much we can squeeze in. We're going to do at least a couple more sets. We've got Skaggs and Rice queued up for you now. Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice from their album, just called Skaggs and Rice, with one nice, beautiful old-time weepy number, literally, Bury Me Beneath the Weeping Willow. And then we'll follow that with one of the old-time duets who specialized in the more sentimental stuff on the Grand Ole Opry, Asher Sizemore and Little Jimmy, his son, with Sweethearts Are Strangers. And we'll follow that with the third tune of the set, last tune of the set, Jimmy Tarleton, a fine guitar player on the bluesier side of the old-time country music scene, played with a fellow by the name of Tom Darby, I believe, as Darby and Tarleton. And here he is on his own. Here he will be on his own with Careless Love. First of all, though, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice with Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
My heart is sad and I am lonely for the only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She told me that she dearly loved me. How could I believe it untrue? Until the angel softly whispered, she will prove it true to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
Sweethearts are strangers, it makes no difference now. I leave it up to you. Sweethearts are strangers, I'll get along somehow. What do you want to do? I guess I'll always love you, no matter what you say. By all the stars above you, we can't go on this way. Sweethearts are strangers, how do we go from here? Sweethearts are strangers, dear. Sweethearts are strangers, what may the verdict be? That's what you must decide. Sweethearts are strangers.
about that night I've cried. I guess I'll always own you, although you say we're through. I'm glad that I have known you, though my heart breaks in two. Sweethearts are strangers, how do we go from here? Sweethearts are strangers here.
Must I go bound while you go free? Must I go bound while you go free? Must I go bound while you go free? I'd love some and he don't love me. I cried last night and the night before. I cried last night and the night before. I cried last night and the night before. But I never cry for you anymore. Giving back my gold and diamond ring. Giving back my gold and diamond ring. You have robbed me of my treasure. You robbed me of my gold. But I'll be doggone if you rob me of my soul.
Hello, folks. This is old Uncle Jimmy Thompson. I'm going to play you a fine quadrille. Learned 4th day of August in 1866.
That's a long time. How old are you, Uncle Jimmy?
82. And I've got grown grandchildren and great big great grandchildren. I'm running cars and trucks yet, and I'm playing the fiddle yet. And I love to look at a pretty woman just as good as I ever did.
I bet you do.
Sure.
Let's hear that quadrille, woman.
All right. Here she comes. Thank you.
fine. Say, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Were the girls pretty back in 1866 as they are now?
They pretty. They pretty. They're healthy. Stout. Fat. Plump.
What kind of clothes did they wear?
They just wore nice, good clothes. Plenty of width in the skirt. And it's long enough to come down to the shoes. And...
Did you have many girls?
I didn't. At that time, I didn't. I didn't have no girls then.
Let's go.
But I had some then. Raised some girls since then.
Go on and play that quadrille.
All right.
Yes, sir. Well, there's a real old-timer. Uncle Jimmy Thompson there recorded when he was in his early 80s. He died, I think, a year or two after that. Started his recording career in his late 70s on the radio, WSM. There he was, I'm pretty sure, as interviewed by on the live on the air on WSM, George D. Hay, by all likelihood, by all accounts, with Lynchburg, what was that? Lynchburg, I believe the reel was or whatever, talking anyway and playing his fiddle, Uncle Jimmy Thompson, and we started out that set with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice with "Bury Me Beneath the Willow," it's our sort of sentimental set, the first three tunes at least of it. "Sweetheart of Strangers" was next by Asher Sizemore and Little Jimmy. And the last, the third tune, Jimmy Tarleton with "Careless Love," and that last tune again, Lynchburg, by Uncle Jimmy Thompson, just a fiddle reel or quadrille, he called it a quadrille, and a little misunderstanding there between Uncle Jimmy and maybe an intentional the interviewer, most likely George D. Hay, about how you used to have a lot of girls back in the '60s, and of course Uncle Jimmy talks. Says he didn't have any then, referring, I think, to his daughters. And you could hear a woman laughing in the background. That was his daughter who was playing the piano behind Uncle Jimmy on that tune. So I guess the two of them were having a little joke at the expense of George D. Hay there. Time is really running out. I don't know why I'm going through all this. It's fascinating to me, I suppose, but and a little bit of background there. But I don't know if it makes any sense to you all out there, but whatever. We've got very little time left. Scarcely 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, I'm afraid. So we're going to have to rush through Doc Watson, and I guess we'll have to drop Nimrod Workman, and we'll have to come back and do a fuller show on these people that we've skipped, maybe a little bit more from Uncle Jimmy Thompson and a whole bunch of Doc Watson. Anyway, we've got some here from him. As recorded live in 1960, September of that year in Deep Gap, North Carolina, or... all sorts of different places. I hope, presumably this is near his home, I think, which was near Deep Gap. This was recorded in 1960, as I said. It's on the album Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's Place. This is early Doc Watson, and we'll hear... I guess all we have time is about for one time tune from him, Old Reuben, and then we'll hear... I guess we'll hear maybe a Wade Ward tune, and then we'll go out with... the last tune will be a String Bean, David Aikman... his tune, Strings Mountain Dew, will play us on out of here on Radio Ranch. But first of all, Doc Watson with Old Reuben.
Old Reuben made a train, and he put it on the track. He run it to the Lord knows where. Could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If his train runs right, see my woman tomorrow night, 900 miles away from home.
I've been to the east and I've been to the west. I'm going where these chilly winds don't blow. Oh, me, oh, my, going where these chilly winds don't blow.
Wade Ward doing Old Reuben, and we heard Doc Watson doing it. Just a little thing to shake things up there. We heard Doc Watson, of course, on the banjo and vocal, and his usual instrument is the guitar, and I think Wade Ward is better known as a banjo player. There he was playing the fiddle. Same tune, two times, Old Reuben. And that's about all we have time for today on Radio Ranch. This is the Stern Old Bachelor of the Airwaves, otherwise known as Jim Burnett. Hang on a second here. And sorry for that interruption. And all we have time for is the one last tune from David Aikman, otherwise known, better known as String Bean, on the banjo with Strings Mountain Dew. Thanks very much for listening to the Old Time Country A to Z, the S through the Zs. And, well, I'll be back with to fill out this show, perhaps with some of more of Doc Watson and Nimrod Workman and Uncle Jimmy Thompson and who knows what all. Here's String Bean with String Bean's Mountain Dew.
Down the road here from me, there's a big holly tree where they lay down a dollar or two. Where they drive round the bend and they come back and then there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up a jug with good old Mountain Dew. Got some new perfume, it is such a sweet smell of perfume. But to her surprise, when you had it out of lies, it's nothing but that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Sort of and shorty only measures 4'2", but you give him a pint and he thinks he's a giant of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old.